California governor announces tax deadline extension. Additional funding for Los Angeles wildfires. California Governor Gavin Newsom has announced a series of tax relief measures for businesses and individuals affected by the recent wildfires in Los Angeles County. According to the California Department of Tax and Fee Administration, taxpayers in Los Angeles County will receive an automatic 3-month extension for tax filing deadlines. This extension applies to returns and payments due on or before January 31, 2025, which will now be due in April. California is taking greater action to continue supporting businesses that have been devastated by the Southern California wildfires. We are strong because of the diversity of our businesses, and we stand by them, providing relief to aid them through this difficult time, Newsom stated in a Monday announcement. The extension primarily benefits taxpayers whose last return was for less than $1 million in tax. It covers sales and use tax, as well as most other programs administered by CDTFA. In addition to the CDTFA measures, the California Franchise Tax Board is offering state disaster tax relief, the governor's office stated in a January 11th announcement. Taxpayers in Los Angeles County will be granted a postponement until October 15th to file California tax returns on 2024 income and tax payments that would have been due between January 7th and October 15th. State Controller and FTB Chair Malia M. Cohen expressed sympathy for those affected. "My heart goes out to everyone affected. Please know that you are not alone," Cohen said. "I am committed to ensuring that Californians have the help they need during this incredibly difficult time through disaster relief resources that are available through FTB. The postponement covers various tax obligations, including individual tax returns normally due April 15th, quarterly estimated tax payments, and business entity returns typically due in March and April 2025. Newsom also announced on Monday the deployment of over 300 additional firefighters and 135 fire trucks, positioned in strategic locations to combat any flames that break out over the next few days as winds are expected to increase again, fueling unfavorable conditions. "We aren't out of the woods yet. As we anticipate severe fire weather in the coming days, we are surging thousands of personnel and equipment to ensure the safety of our communities," he said. "Our response efforts continue on the ground during this ever-evolving situation. Southern Californians must stay vigilant and heed orders from local authorities." The governor has also expanded a special session of the California legislature to boost response and recovery efforts. He is proposing at least $2.5 billion in additional funding to support recovery, cleanup, wildfire preparedness, and the reopening of schools closed due to the fires. California is organizing a Marshall Plan to help Los Angeles rebuild faster and stronger, including billions in new and accelerated state funding, so we can move faster to deliver for the thousands who've lost their homes and livelihoods in these firestorms. "To the people of Los Angeles, we have your back," he said. The proposed funding includes money for technical assistance to rebuild schools, $1 billion for emergency response costs, and $1.5 billion to increase preparedness against future natural disasters. As recovery efforts continue, affected individuals and business owners in Los Angeles County can apply for disaster assistance through various channels, including online at disasterassistance.gov or by calling 800-621-3362. From NTD News.